field position for Lakers. Let's see if they come out, Clark, and throw the football a little bit more and try and knock this MLS defense back a little bit.
They sub in James Stark, number 81 for Lakers. First and 10 for the Lakers, left, right across the radio, two wide to the left, power pistol to the right. It's a handoff to Terrence Dubes, comes through the middle of the line and gets out to about the 33-yard line. It's going to be a two-yard gain brought down by Greg Easton, the 6'1" linebacker for MLS. Brings up a second and seven.
A power pistol to the right. Terrence Dubes, the up man, they hand it to him quickly. He gets a couple yards, two, maybe three, depending on the spot. Right up the middle into the teeth of that Cardinal defense. Second and long coming up.
Two wide to the left, same formation, power pistol to the right. Man in motion, that is Brennan Wisner, and he gets the handoff. He comes around the right end, down to the 35, still on his feet, and gets the first down all the way out to the 43-yard line. A nice carry there, 9-yard gain. But then after the play, a flag flies back from the referee in the backfield.
Unbelievable.
As just when Lakers gets anything going here, the flag has rested at the 39-yard line. Personal foul against Lakers. So that is the third personal foul against Lakers on the night. Two are against Terrence Dubes already. So instead of a first down, we'll see if this is actually after the play, as that's what the officials are discussing right now. So personal foul, the official word against Lakers. But it will be after the play, so it will result in a first down regardless, just 15 yards back.
You finally get a first down. You get two quality plays back-to-back. You get a great tough run by Wisner getting the first down, and you back yourself all the way up. Now it's basically restart first down, except even deeper in their own zone. What, 27? Is that where they place it at?
Yeah, 27-yard line, even deeper than they originally started this drive. First and 10, two wide to the right, power pistol to the right. Katie with Diaz Reyes and Tubes in the backfield, handoff to Dubes, and gets to about the 29-yard line where he is wrestled down by a couple white jerseys. Number 77, Adam St. Clair leading the tackling there for the Cardinals, and brings up about 3-yard pickup. And second and seven now.
Yeah, that just seemed like it was a good idea to cut back to the right side of the field. He cut right into the arms of number 77. Actually, you probably cut more into like the thigh area, because Adam St. Clair is so big that you just run into him and just go to the ground, because that big man's going to push you there anyways.
They send Seth Bowles and Brennan Wisner wide to the left. Power pistol to the right. Katie with Dubes to his right. Diaz Reyes behind him. Hand off to Dubes in the backfield, and he is brought down way back at the 23-yard line. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 26, so it's going to be a loss of 4 yards in the play, and now brings up a third down and 11 to go. Brought down by number 45, Benjamin Berger.
Yeah, he read the play very well as that power pistol. Again, Lakers not changing anything up, running the same offense. They run that read option out of the power pistol. He hands it to Dubes, and even if Katie would have kept it himself, it wouldn't have mattered. It was one of those, here you go, Terrence, you take it. You take the hit in the backfield instead of me. There was nothing happening on that play.
Third and 11 now from the 26-yard line of Lakers' own territory, left, right across the radio. 34-8 MLS leads. Lakers, though, with the ball. And Dustin Katie with the screen pass to the right is brought in by Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, but can't keep his footing, and he comes down to the 25-yard line. So it's actually going to be a loss of a yard on a complete reception, and now brings up fourth down and 12 for the Lakers, and Terrence Dubes going to have to punt this one away.
Yeah, the old turf monster gets Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. There's no one around him. They have Brennan Wisner running a streak, so Casey Williams, is in coverage on Wisner, trying to keep up with him, has to hit the brakes to come up. He's the only guy on that side playing defense, and a good play design would have got him at least 7-8 yards easy for sure. But instead, he slips and falls for no gain, and now got to punt it away.
Terrence Dubes bunk hits at the 47-yard line, takes an MLS bounce back into Laker territory at the 49-yard line with 8:36 left in the third quarter. So 3 minutes and 24 seconds taken off the clock there for the Lakers on their first drive, which resulted in six plays and negative yards and results in a punt. MLS back with the ball and a 26-point lead.
Yeah, and they got a first down on that drive too, negated by, well, they get credit for the first down, but a personal foul again after the whistle. You're right, another Lakers personal foul after the whistle is going to set the pace for this game, and now the MLS Cardinals, excellent field position yet again.
Come out with two wide to the left, and it's a handoff around the left end. That looks like it's number 20.
That's correct.
Jacob Gonzalez, your running back. He's 5'9", 160-pound senior, and he is wrestled down at the 49-yard line of MLS territory. Loss of 2, 83. Ian Snyder leading the tackling there.
Yeah, Ian Snyder getting in on the action finally on that Laker defensive line. The senior D end, they run right into him in a nice tackle before the running back Gonzalez could get out into open space.
8:04 left here in the third quarter, 34-8 MLS. Receiver wide each way. Lindelof hands it off to Gonzalez again across the 45-yard line and down to the Laker 44-yard line, brought down by James Stork after a 7-yard gain, and brings up now a 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who the Cardinals run the football with. There's one thing they all have in common, and they are very quick, and they don't miss the holes that their offensive line provide for them. Gonzalez, 5'9", 160-pound senior, not a very big guy, but very quick, busts through the line.
3rd and 5, 2 wide each way. Lindelof in the shotgun is complete to number 4. Schroeder at the 35-yard line turns and gets all the way down to the 32-yard line where Evan Shemka wrestles him down. And it is a complete pass from the 43 down to the 32, an 11-yard reception for number 4, Andrew Schroeder, and new set of downs for the Cardinals.
He's run some really crisp, really good routes today because the defensive backs of Lakers look lost out there right now. So he runs a 6-yard curl route, no problem. That ball hits him right on the number 4, and he can catch the ball and make a move. And if he has a double move, he's been open deep every time if they wanted it. Some good route running by the Cardinals.
1st and 10, and it's a handoff to number 2. Actually, Lindelof keeps it for himself.
Oh,
he's down to 15, to the 10, to the 5. And he cuts back in. Touchdown, MLS. Lindelof out from the 32-yard line in for the quarterback keeper. Makes it MLS 40, Lakers 8.
And they go with the read option. And, of course, Lindelof not doing anything on the offensive side. Doesn't run it all that much. But all he's got to do is show it one time in the arms of number 30, Owen Hein. The defense jumps his way. He keeps it for himself. Two guys to beat. The two Laker defenders actually run into each other. And it's nothing but pay dirt for Nathaniel Lindelof. A great run and good execution by him on the read option. And the extra point now by number 17 is up. It's high enough.
It's plenty high, and
it's good.
It got through the uprights by about 3 yards. And it's now MLS 41, Lakers 8. A 33-point game here in Laker country on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. We have a couple value-priced new 2014 Grand Caravans left, priced from $19,807, or get free financing for 72 months with Chrysler Capital. Better hurry, only 2 left at this price. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
MLS strikes first in this second half, makes it now 41-8 over the Lakers. A 33-point game, of course. 35 is the magic number for a running clock in a second half game of MHSA play. As that last drive covered 49 yards, 4 plays, and 2 minutes, resulted in a touchdown, and the extra point was good. As the kick here from Plotcher, it rolls down to about the 13-yard line, picked up by Diaz Reyes. He's out to the 25-yard line, not quite sure where to go, and he's going to be brought down to the 26. as number 52 for MLS, Zachary Town, brought him down.